Now we're good. Oh, Jen got booted off. So we're going to talk about energy again because last week we left off with balancing your energy, right? And I'm just going to turn this a little. So when we were on last week, a lot of people were saying that they wanted to learn to connect more and to have more guidance. And in order to receive guidance, we have to be in the receiving mode, right? And how many of you have guidance, but you feel that it's in and out? Like,
hey! Back and forth.
So it feels kind of wishy-washy, right? So there are moments that you're feeling really good and you'll actually receive guidance because you're in that high vibrational mode. And then other times when you're not, and then you're not receiving anything. And it's usually you're not receiving it when you really, really want it. You know, when you're like, okay, I just don't know what to do. And you're in a stressful situation of some sort and you're kind of begging and pleading and praying and all of those things. But the thing is you can't receive information from the same place that you're getting contrast. Like they're not a vibrational match. So you have to be in a different space in order to receive guidance on the situation that you need it for. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in receiving mode. So when I'm trying to, actually this is, I'll give you an example. Of how many of you trust the process? Probably not a lot. So Megan said that she's trusting.
Trust what?
The process.
This process?
Yeah, just the process of allowing.
I trust that.
Well, what are you, so do you feel good all the time?
No.
So what don't you trust?
My family. Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I trust some things, but not everything.
Well, I mean, the process of just allowing the universe or source to do their work.
Okay, I trust that. Yes.
So why wouldn't it apply to your family, too?
I don't know. That's why I'm here. I don't know.
Because what is the common element between your family and source?
The common element between my family
and this, I'm sure, applies to all of us, right? Like what we're discussing here. So what is the common denominator there?
Lack of trust. Possibly no.
You. You're the common element, right? Because you're the one that would receive whatever guidance that you need. And then you're also connected to your family. But you're also the only thing that you can control. You can't control your family. You can't control their thoughts. You can't control your friends, you know, or anybody who's driving you crazy.
Right.
You can only control yourself. So the more you're taking control of yourself and responsibility for yourself, the more other things will fall into place. But you have to take personal responsibility first. Make sense?
Yep.
Make a joke.
Take responsibility.
Call from and make a joke.
Oh, I was like, what? What were you saying, Sue? I'm sorry.
I tried to mute my mic. I'm just thinking about what you said, like taking responsibility.
Well, you're responsible for how you react.
Yeah.
How you control your vibration.
Right.
So that's all stuff within you that you can't control, any of the stuff that they're thinking, feeling, seeing, how they hear your words.
Okay.
You can only say what's true to you.
Right.
So that's what taking personal responsibility is for. Like a lot of us will say, she made me so angry. That's basically saying that they didn't change their ways to make you feel good.
Right.
They're, whatever they're saying, they usually think they're right, even if they're wrong, you know, but they believe right. that they're right or accurate. So in order to change your, in order to change your surroundings, you have to change yourself. It all starts there.
Makes perfect sense now.
So wait, where was I before this? I just lost my train of thought.
Receiving mode.
Oh, so in order to be in receiving mode, you can't be in the space of saying they're driving me nuts and all of that, because you're not going to receive any information. It doesn't work that way. So you have to be able to allow it to come to you. So I was going to give an example that I was waiting for something. I needed some information, say on a course. I needed information on a course. And I knew that I didn't have the information, but I needed it still. So I said, I need my information. I kind of put it out there verbally. I need my information, like, please supply. And then I let it go. And I went about my business and did my thing yesterday. And then I had taxes to do and whatnot. So I was busy, keeping busy doing all of that. And I still wasn't receiving anything, because every now and then I kind of do a quick check-in. Anything? Nope. All right, still don't have anything. Let it go. Finish doing what I was doing. So then this morning, I needed the information, we'll say, by 12. So then this morning, I sat down, I woke up, and I journaled some information that came to me just as soon as I woke up. I don't wait, I journal it immediately, because I'll lose it. It's inspired, so I'll just lose it. I'll forget it 20 minutes later, so, or especially an hour later. So I journaled the information, and then I had to make a call, and I did a couple of things, made coffee, and I wrote in my journal. I got my journal out, and I had said, please guide me to the information that I need to receive for this specific thing, for my course. And I went about my business again, did a couple of things, and then it hit me. All of a sudden, I started hearing different things, and I knew it had to do with the course. So I grabbed my journal again, and I start writing in it. But I didn't hold on to, okay, why? Okay, it's getting closer. Why haven't you given me anything yet? Like, I wasn't panicking over it. I wasn't freaking out over it. I was just allowing the process to happen. Because when we start panicking, we start freaking out again, we're bringing ourselves back into a lower vibration. We're not in receiving mode again. And that's typically what we do. Anything that you're experiencing, you've already created. So whatever way, shape, or form, like, it's already here. So now it's a matter of shifting out of that to receive help with the situation. So say, we'll use Sue's family. She goes to her family's house. They're, you know, driving her nuts. She doesn't know how to deal with them. So she wants to prepare for the next time. She's not going to receive it while she's saying, they're driving me nuts. I can't handle this. Why do they always do this to me? She's not receptive to anything. She's only hearing what she wants to hear and complaining. That's not a vibrational match for her to receive information at all. So in order to come to that place, you need to come to a neutral place. Like, you need to bring that, I'm so angry, they're driving me nuts, all of that, to a neutral zone. Then eventually you'll be able to shift up. It's easier to shift up from a neutral place than it is from here to, you know, you're not going to go from here to here. It doesn't work that way. It's too hard. So, I mean, you could try, but I feel like just take a little baby step, bring it neutral. So rather than saying, Sue, like, here's an example for you, they're driving me crazy. What am I going to do? And you're complaining and complaining because you're keeping yourself in that low vibration. You could say, you know what? They drive me crazy sometimes. It's unsettling to me that they don't agree with me or hear me speak. You know, sometimes they don't drive me crazy. I mean, I did have that one good time with them. Like, doesn't that even just, those statements feel lighter than they're driving me crazy? They don't hear anything that I have to say. They have their, you know, what, I don't know, whatever the stuff is about. Then doesn't that feel a little lighter to just say, yeah, sometimes they drive me crazy, but sometimes they don't.
Yes.
So, Tyson, do you have a situation that in your life that you wish you had more guidance on?
I have a situation with a family member as well, but I've learned to just kind of let it go.
Is it something that you want guidance on?
Want it to go away. No, it's just, it's one of those things that I was trying to control a situation with a family member, with my mother. And I've learned just kind of be in my own space. And
now, would it be better if you could get along with her or agree on whatever you're disagreeing on?
I don't, yes. I mean, Yeah, it would actually be better if we could agree on the situation, but I've learned just to adapt.
But so you're taking yourself, right? You're doing what doesn't really feel the best that it could feel for you, because you're just saying, I'll just accept this. Even see, I don't know the situation, but I'll just accept this right as it is, and I'll step away, rather than doing what feels good to you. Make sense?
Yeah.
That's how we push things away. We push them down, and we block ourselves from receiving. So if there were a better way for you to come into that situation vibrationally on your part, you could bring it to a place of, you know what, we disagree on some things, but sometimes we agree on other things, right? Like, just to bring it to a neutral, so you're not saying, like, I'm just going to, like, let her do her thing, it is what it is, and just, know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're kind of just bring, you know what, sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree. Maybe next time we'll agree. And now you're bringing it here. So you're bringing it here before you're going to get here to receive guidance, where you're receiving information for them to say, oh, this is what it is. Like I have the resolution now. Like, I know how to fix this so that we actually agree to disagree or whatever it is. Like, we're going on the same vacation now, instead of one wanting this way, one wanting that way. So you bring it to that neutral space. Is there anyone that has anything without family? Like, what's something you worry about? Every one of us worries.
College, kid paying for my kid. I have a microphone now. I think y'all can hear me. Can you hear me? Yay. Yeah. I remembered I had one in my purse. Paying for college, kid losing child support this year.
Okay, so financial. We'll say financial, yes. Right? So you're in that place. How am I going to pay? How am I going to pay, right? Like you're just like, how am I going to pay for this? And like, where am I going to get money? What am I going to do? Like, I'm thinking that's probably where your thought process is. That's not
routine. Trying not to. I'm trying to just say that it's all going to work out. But yeah, I fall back on that.
So that's like the place of, that's need, lack, right? That's just lack. Because you can feel it. Even when anyone says that, how am I going to pay for this? It feels heavy. So, and if you really feel good saying everything's going to work out, like, do you believe that? Like, do you trust that? Some people trust it, some people don't.
I trusted a lot more than I did, because I still have my home when I shouldn't, and I have a full of bank account when I shouldn't, and or couldn't, I could not have, and I do now. So yeah, I do, but it doesn't mean I don't have panic moments.
And are you able to shift it back into that space of, you know what, things are going to work out somehow. I don't know how, but they're going to work out.
I'm working on doing that. Sometimes I can. I do it a lot better than I used to. I can, you know, Josh's first year got paid for. So now we're going to do both of their second year, or her first year and his second. But.
So it's like, so now you're going year to year with the same fear.
No, I'm trying to have faith year to year.
Well, because my point is that whenever we're in that space, it'll spill over into other areas, right? Like, it'll just, it's your energy. You go wherever you go, you know, so it goes to any area in your life. There's going to be some of that lacking. So in order to shift that, if you start with bringing that specific thing to a neutral place, but then you also, when you're not in that place, go to a good place. Allow yourself to, like, what feels good for you, and acknowledge those things. Like, allow yourself to be in that space. And once you get, so we'll use the financial aspect of it right now. So when you're in that space and you bring yourself to, this will be like the next shift for you, and everything's going to work out. Now the next shift would be, how does it feel if everything works out? So you kind of just sit there for a moment and see yourself, like, just, you know, whether it's visualizing, think about it, however you want to do it, it's how would it feel if everything just worked out? Like, that would feel really good, right?
Yeah.
So you're definitely bringing yourself into that vibrational place. You're just like, how would it feel if everything worked out? How would it feel if I could pay his tuition with ease? How would that feel? Like, it feels really good. Doesn't, like, can you feel the vibrational shift in that sentence? And yes. All you're doing, remember, the universe doesn't know fact from fictitious. You know what I'm saying? So even Sue, you could say, when you get to a place, you can't go from here to here, but if you're in that neutral space, you can say, how would it feel if my family and I agreed? And you sit in that space, like, how that would feel really good if we just agreed. It would feel really freeing. It would feel very freeing if you could pay tuition with ease. If you could get along with your mom, or, you know, I don't know, if you could agree with your mom, or have, I don't want to say you agree with her, but if you and your mom agreed, then that would feel really good to you. Like, how would that feel? And you kind of just sit in that space of how it would feel. That's your next shift. Does that make sense? I don't know, you're all like, it's really not hard. It's just a matter of being conscientious, being mindful of your thoughts. You can choose any thoughts you want. And I know that for myself, how am I going to pay this feels a hell of a lot worse than how would this feel if I could pay it with ease? Like, just feels lighter. So I'm going to choose which thought, because you get what you think of. You may not believe it right now, but if you follow this a little bit, for like, it doesn't take very long. I can usually do something within a day now, but I've been practicing it for years. If you can shift that energy, it's like it happens so quickly. Again, the universe does not know fact from fictitious. That's your advantage. That's why when you say intentions or manifest, you don't want to say anything with a negative connotation. Universe doesn't know, you know, so you're still going to get it either way. Make sense?
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I didn't know how to get in. So I practice all those things you're saying, but I've also had a lot of death in my life, my daughter, my brother, and my mom in the last 6 years. So, you know, I have a lot of anxiety about people dying. And so just, I have no control over what happens. And so I have to shift to, I can't control that, but it still doesn't take all that anxiety away.
Well, the first thing is shift your sentence, because you're saying I can't control it. So that's a negative connotation right there. So shift that to, I can control, like, whatever it is that you can control. So I know for myself, I experienced a tremendous amount of death in a short period of time. And so I had the choice, which way do I go? Because it is very easy to get sucked into that. And so is there more isolated things? Like for example, I would fear when my son got his license, I started to panic that, oh no, now he's driving, something could happen, right? So yeah. I used isolated situations instead of trying to control the whole thing and shift that, because it's easier to work with where you're at. So if in that moment I am at, oh no, he's going to drive, I'm nervous, I'm freaking out, and this is my headspace, I bring it neutral. So you know what? People drive and they don't get hurt. Like, it happened. Like, people actually drive and they don't get hurt. People drive and they get hurt. You know, he's probably going to drive and not get hurt. Like, so you keep bringing it just to that neutral space, because that's something that I know for myself, I had to work on a little bit more, because it wasn't real in that neutral space yet. So I had to make it real in that neutral space. I am in a really good space with it now. And Nicholas actually got his license it's almost a year. So it's taken me about 9 months to get back, because it happened with the first one. And now it's happening with the youngest. Or it happened with the youngest. So it's taken me, I would say, about 8 months to kind of, now he can go somewhere without texting me when he gets there. You know,
that's what I'm going through. My spouse texts me when she gets to work, and I'm the whole time I'm waiting for that text. And I think it's just because I've had so much loss, you know.
Another thing you can go to is that we're all going to pass at some point, and we have no control over that, right? Like, you just can't control everyone's destiny. It's kind of not your choice to control that or not. So I will say this, if you sit in that space, you cannot manifest someone's passing. However, you can manifest more chaos for you, because it's still going to spill over into other areas. So fearing the loss of someone is still lack, And then do you struggle with money?
Not so much. I'm okay with that.
Like are you in a good place, or would you say you're neutral?
I have days that I'm neutral and days that I'm in a good place.
Okay. So there is that flux with that too, because it'll spill over into every area. So right. Maybe work on something else, unless you feel like this is impacting your life enough that you need to go to this space. Another thing I spoke to somebody about this today. Something you might want to try is, I feel good. That statement, when you're in that, because I know that panic in here, it's like, and sometimes when you're spiraling and if you're in that space that you can't pull out of the spiral, it's debilitating. If you're in that spiral space and you're willing to make changes in yourself, you can go to the statement like, I want to feel good, or whatever statement feel like, tell me something that is amazing for you that does make you really feel good. It's just like your thing. Like, I have a thing with my comforter. I love my comforter. I love my bed. I told Sue this. She couldn't find a place to go to, but I was like, there's some place that makes you feel good, or something that makes you feel so good. Mine's my comforter. Love my bed. I love my comforter. It's just so comfy and I just love it. It just makes me feel good even talking about it. It's my place. So is there something that you have that just feels really good to you? It can be
my cats.
Cats are good, dogs. So when you're in that place of fear, think about how much you love your cats and how comforted they are, and how, you know, you love petting them and feeling their soft fur, and just how loved you feel from them in that moment. And go to that place of cats. Try there. And then if you keep getting brought to the other space of fear again, go back to the cats. Like, keep going back there, bringing yourself back. Another thing I do is I love my pen. It's this pen that I love and I buy in bulk. I don't know why I love it, but I love it so much. I just love my pen. It's amazing. And I love, like, I even get happy. See, like, my vibe is raising just from my pen. You have to understand, I've conditioned myself through years. Well, the pen, it really hasn't been years. Probably like, actually, I think the pen is the whole Nicholas driving thing. It was like, I was probably journaling and I had my pen. I was like, I really love this pen. Like, I just said it. And then I was like, I really do love this pen, how it writes. And it became my go-to. But it can raise my vibe, like, instantly. So you need to find that one thing that you just love, that is just, it feels so authentically good. Do not try to trick yourself, because mm-hmm. you can't. But you know how you feel. There's no trick in that.
Well, and music definitely helps me shift.
But on music.
Yeah.
In that moment when you start getting fearful. Okay. Candy Crush works wonders for me. It's the truth. It really does. Like, that can just, like, can escape to it when I'm in that place of, I just start playing Candy Crush and I focus on that for like 5 minutes, and then it brings me to a more neutral place. Then I can start shifting. So try some of those techniques first before you try shifting to like a higher vibration. You got to bring it to neutral. Because if I said to you, just think happy thoughts, it's fine. You know, nothing is going to happen. Just remember, nothing's going to happen. You're like, yeah, okay, I wish it was that easy. It doesn't really work like that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Did anyone else have any questions or anything? Sheree, what about you? What is something for you?
What do you mean? What do I go to get out of that place?
Well, what is something that you struggle with that you'd want to find more ease with?
Finding another house, my kids.
So you're looking for guidance to find another house?
Yep.
Me too.
Have all my kids back in one house.
Have you asked? Not begged and pleaded and all of that?
No.
But, and so this would apply to you as well, Jen, is asking, where will my next home be? And leaving it, letting it go. So if you ask and then you let it go, you will receive the answer. But you have to be aware to receive the answer. Because if you're in, if you go back to the mindset of, oh no, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? And you're like doing that thing, you're not noticing anything except for where you are. And you're not in a position to receive anything. When you ask, you always are like, whenever you ask, it's always there. We're just not open to hearing it or seeing it or feeling it. That's where we're blocking that source. So you have to be in receiving mode in order to hear it clearly. Yeah. It's like this with anything, whether you're doing a reading for somebody or in your own life.
Yeah.
It's the law of the universe. It's like not my rules or anything. It's just it's the law. So you have to bring yourself into receiving mode. So ask, where is my next home going to be? Show me. Let it go. If you go back to that, where is my next home going to be? Let it go. Bring yourself to a good vibrational place. Like, don't go from there to how am I going to pay tuition? Then you're just going to go backwards again. So you got to keep bringing every situation to a better vibrational place. Because if everything spills over vibrationally, good or bad, right? Like, you got to do it for everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you totally will be guided in ways that you're just like, wow. And it won't always be what you want to hear.
Nope.
No. Yeah, I've had that happen before.
It's better. It's what's for your highest good. Your higher self knows exactly how to get it to you and the with the least resistance and what you need to do. Because we like to change it. Like I actually said something recently. I said, you know, I was trying to debate between two different things, and I said, and I knew which one I kind of really wanted, sort of, but I was like, which one should I get, A or B? But I really wanted A, sort of. And so the next day I went out and did whatever, and then I saw a bunch of B's all around me, and I'm like, oh man, that's not really what I wanted. I really wanted A, but I knew that was my indication to go with B. So I just trust it. That was for my highest good.
We just moved into a new house, and we listed everything we wanted in the house, kind of like a vision board.
Yep.
And then we just put it out there to the universe, and then kept looking online and got led to different places. We needed it very affordable. I saw the house, and it was too high. And I said, that house is going to come down. And it came down by $20,000. And we're living in it now.
I love that.
It had every single thing on our list that we wanted.
And did you make your list and then just kind of let it go? And
yes.
That's the way it's done. There was no resistance. It was just, that's why when we say something and then it happens like the next day, like we'll mention someone's name. And then we'll see them because there's no resistance around it. We're just saying it and letting it go. And allowing it to come to us. It's when we have resistance and we have momentum built without resistance that we're saying, how am I going to pay the tuition? How am I going to pay the tuition? And we get into that zone of fear, and then it just builds and builds. We have so much momentum with it. So when we say everything's going to be fine, there's not enough momentum with that. You know what I mean? Like, we have to transition over there to create more momentum by adding other areas. We're creating more momentum when we're doing it with other things. But I love how that happened. And that's really how it does work. It was magical.
From the time it offered to closing was 5 weeks. Yeah, amazing. And everything just came into being. I just couldn't believe the miracles that were happening to get us there.
Okay, I have to like
nothing short of a miracle.
Point this out because it's a moment. But see how you feel right now about that moment, how it's so magical? You might want to use that as your go-to because it's so real and it's so magical and it feels so good. Like, it just happened, right?
Right.
So when you're in that place of feeling that anxiety, because you know when it's starting, it doesn't go from, I mean, it may go from 0 to 60 in 10 seconds, but you still have that seconds 1 to 9 to kind of catch it there. And that's what you're conscientious of it. Don't try to push it away. Like, acknowledge it. It's here. Okay, I feel it coming. All right. Oh, I remember when we got that house and we just like manifested that and we wrote the list. It was so amazing. It was magical. You just said it was magical. It was magical. Doesn't that like just feel good?
Yeah, it does.
So bring yourself to that place just to kind of get out of that vibrational zone that you're headed towards.
It's so weird how fast it can happen though. Like when I was talking to you about the light bulbs the night, I was thinking about who's going to change these light bulbs if they go out. I'm too short because it's so dark in the basement. The next night I walk in, the light bulbs are burnt out. And then I'm at work and I'm all of a sudden, for no reason, I'm thinking, okay, I wonder where my boyfriend is. I haven't heard from him. Not even 3 minutes later, he's out at the front door.
But because there's no resistance around those statements, you just thought them and let them go. There wasn't a constant thinking of in a not a good way, you know, in a lower vibration. You just thought it. You thought about the light bulbs and you let it go. So it happened quickly. You manifested that happening. It didn't just happen. There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah. It was so, I just remember thinking, I'm too short to reach up there. It's going to be so dark down here if these light bulbs go out. And the next night, sure, I went in there and it was dark as could be. I'm like, oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be better to have more and more moments like that and you're directing how that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Instead of the sporadic one that we say, oh my gosh, like I still can't believe how that happened. Instead, you'll be saying, wow, I can't believe how that didn't happen so quick. Or you'll be saying when something does arise, like just for example, when you're fighting with your family, so you're going to say, oh, I just manifested that. And you're going to shift your thoughts again because that's within your control to shift those. You're not going to attract that vibration because you're going to be in a different vibrational spot. You have to be a vibrational match for whatever you're attracting. Again, it's the law. It's not my law. It's the way it works. So if you have things in your life that you don't want, you have to make changes. And usually doing the same thing over and over, and it doesn't work because you're expecting different results, but you haven't changed anything. So you're like, oh, I'll try this again. Going to try something different so that you can have new results.
Actually reading the universal 12 unbreakable laws makes things make much more sense.
I'm sorry, say that again? I didn't hear what you said.
The 12 unbreakable laws of nature.
Mm-hmm.
It makes things make much more sense if people actually read that.
Well, there's a laws of the universe. Not my laws.
Yeah.
You know. And so it helps, and it you'll start experiencing more and more flow in your life and more guidance. Instead of feeling like everything is such a struggle, you'll feel really magical. Like that's such a great feeling to feel things are magical. And every single one of you has the capability of having magical things.
I've had magical things happen.
You love it? Is that what you said?
No, I said I've had it happen. But yeah, right? I do love it when it happens.
Don't you love it? Do you want more of that? Like you can. Even those magical things that happened before, those were because you were in that vibration of receiving. It happens so easy. And it like, you know those things that happen that are just effortless? It feels so good. You can have that all the time. And then sometimes you will go back to that place of contrast, but what is that? That teaches us, like that tells us, okay, what we ask questions when we're in that place, and then we're able to bring ourselves back again to receive more guidance. If we never ever saw sadness, we wouldn't know happiness. If we never had contrast, we wouldn't know magic. Same thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the laws, actually. Yeah, the laws of polar opposites.
Yeah.
You know, there's two thoughts to every one subject thing.
Yeah, there's always an action.
Which one do you want to choose?
Yep.
You know, but again, like go with where you're at and then don't try to trick yourself. You're just backpedaling when you try to trick yourself. That's usually where a lot of people will, like they try to convince themselves of something that isn't real. Acknowledge where you're at. When you're fearful, acknowledge it. You have anxiety, acknowledge it. Okay. It's okay to be fearful and have anxiety. it's the truth. It's the authentic you, right? Like, that's what happens. I'm looking down because on my screen, you're down there. But that's what happens. So you acknowledge it, and then you try to shift yourself out of it to that neutral space. It's okay to have financial fears. We all do. You shift, you acknowledge it. Like, it's unsettling to be fearful of this. Shift yourself into the neutral place. And then as you get better and better at this every single day, you go a little bit further. And it doesn't take long. It sounds like it's taking so much longer, but we're talking like hours sometimes, days. You'll be surprised what you're capable of doing when you feel like, wait, it's okay that I have anxiety. I don't have to get rid of it. This is what people mean when they say move through it. Moving through it instead of doing this. You know, we push down, then we all have like our solar plexus is all like crazy. We have horrible belly aches and.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Done that.
You just reminded me of, I was in a women's group once and we talked about fear. And one of the women said that when she confronts fear, she takes fear by the hand and says, thanks for sharing, and then keeps going towards a better place. And so it becomes an entity that you say, yeah, I see you. Let's go. You're going to walk with me anyways. And then you kind of, somehow the fear starts to dissipate when you do that.
I have a client who she struggles with a lot of fears. And so that's something that we work on. Like deep, I mean, she's fearful of everything. So one of the things that we came up with is to give her fear a name. Yeah. So she has her fear, it's named, and that's like she refers to her fear whenever fear comes along. And she's able to say, you need to go over there, because that's just the thing that everything gets over there that we need to hold off. Okay, you know, Joe, you got to go over there, and Joe goes over there. So if that works for you, run with it, you know, definitely use it. If you need to establish that type of relationship, it's not going to just go away because you say go away. It's acknowledging it, knowing that it's there, and being okay with it being there. That's really where the heart of it is. It's knowing that you have an argument with your mom and not saying, like, whatever. It's like, we have this argument, here it is, a disagreement. I'll take it as it comes. You know, like you're taking control of it rather than it taking control of you.
That's what I had to do with mine. I just finally, okay, I'm not going to sit and argue with it you anymore. We're not going to agree. So we're going to leave it at that. And I'm going my way. You go your way. That's it. Because she's too stubborn. She does not agree on anything.
Those stubborn children are the ones that will be presidents one day, you know, or CEOs. They are like so. Oh,
but
because they know what they want, and they are great manifestors. Like they make sure they let it be known of whatever it is.
My kids are like that. I mean, they're really stubborn, and I'm very stubborn. But my
mom. That's a good trait, though. It's all in balance, though.
Yeah, I'm very stubborn and hard-headed, but my mom she's turned from being stubborn to being basically a narcissist, you know, whom everything's your fault, nothing's her fault, you know, she, like, tries to make you feel bad for her when you didn't do anything, and it's
but
like,
she, okay. That probably, I mean, without knowing your mom or anything, but that usually stems from not taking personal responsibility, like, for years. And you basically have thrown everything on somebody else. And now it's really become a way of life for you that it's everybody else's fault that your life sucks.
That's exactly
it. If your life sucks, if my life sucks, there's nobody else to blame but me, you. Like, you're in control of your life.
Because we aren't paying, you know, helping her pay her house or her house payment anymore. Her boyfriend lives there and doesn't pay a dime. No, he can help you. We don't, the kids don't, we don't live here. We're not paying your bills and doing this and that. So it's our fault. She's going to lose her house, or it's our, you know, and then she does the crying thing. And it's like, no, it's just not working. So,
well, maybe use that in your affirmations or journals, you know, like to shift that, because you can shift it. You're attracting that vibe. It's very interesting. If you notice, sometimes we have two different or three children, and they'll have such different relationships with us because of our vibrational match, right? So it's all wherever your vibration is. That's what's coming into your life. Use that. Use your circumstances and situations around you to be your indicator, as well as how you're feeling, of where you're going, what's going on with you, where your thoughts are, how to shift it. Make sense? And just like, I'm not, when I say that it's your fault, like all of us have bad stuff. My worst day, you have your worst day, you have, like, everybody's worst day is different. I'm not saying it in a way to compare anything. I'm saying that we've all had our worst day, but it's whatever we choose to do with that. Then that's where we move forward in whatever way. And somebody's worst day may be they broke a nail. It's not for me to judge. Like, that's their worst day. I know what mine was. And, you know, so everybody has had hard days, or, you know, horrible days even. I didn't want anyone to think like, oh, you have this perfect life. I don't have a perfect life, but I choose to live a really good life. And so the things around me fall into place, and I do live a good life, but because I made choices about myself and I have boundaries, that's another thing, boundaries. Make sure you have boundaries. It's so, so important energetically. When you feel good, you have them naturally. It just happens because your vibration, it's what you let in. You're not going to attract the same stuff.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Well, think about relationships. I'll just talk on that like for a few minutes. But think about relationships when you first meet somebody. Your vibration is very different than towards the divorce, right?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Because usually when we meet people, or we're going to use relationships, usually when we're in the beginning phases of relationship, it's not usually our authentic self, is it?
Probably not. Like, not for me.
It's you. I mean, for most people, it isn't. I mean, you're still yourself. You're not a complete phony, but you're a little nicer. You're a little kinder. You're a little more giving, right, than you normally are.
Forgiving, yeah.
Right? Like, you're just a little extra because you put a little extra energy into that. But after, and so are they. So now both of you have already given a little extra that's really not there. So by the time you're ready for divorce, you're like, I didn't even know who I married. Well, you didn't. You know what I mean? Because you both were putting off this energy that really wasn't 100% authentic. If you just, like, if you start living an authentic life every single day, like, it's just who you are, and you're really nice anyways, like, it just kind of all falls into place. But it's funny when you see couples and then they'll say, I think it's just awesome when you watch, not to see couples fight or anything, but when you see somebody new and, you know, your friend goes out with somebody new and you're like, who are you? That's not even how you act. Why are you acting so weird?
I've had to tell some of my friends, what the hell are you doing?